Hey, this video that you're about to watch is from a clip that I did on Naked Numbers where I broke down value leveraging. Now, the concept of value leveraging is very near and dear to my heart because I believe it's the process and framework that whether you're an entrepreneur, if you want to make more money, if you're just a person that wants to provide more value in the marketplace, I literally walk through the steps of input, output, the different levers, and how if you really can lean in, you can be more self-aware to where you are, and you can provide more value in the process. And so if you identify as someone that wants to provide more value, make more money, I would highly encourage you to watch this clip. And I would love to hear from you. What was your biggest takeaway? And as always, people that comment, like, and share content really help these concepts in our channel grow so that more people can live intentionally. Hey guys, it's Caleb Williams. So this is you, and imagine your family and all that, but this is you. You're better looking than this, but just pretend. You have time. You have money. You have relationships. You have skill sets. Okay. You also have wisdom. Like, hear me out. Like, there's other things. You have the Lord, other things, but I'm just like from a computer input output, hear me out here. So you have time. Statistically, I have more time than you to live. Your kids have more time than you to live statistically. You have money. You have a lot more money than people watching this. Like, from a grand scheme of things, you have more money than the average person. You have relationships. We all have different relationships. Not everyone has the same relationship pool. And in skill sets, it sounds like you have, God's given you incredible skills, sets, wisdom, and all of that, okay? These are what I call your input, okay? Your input can ultimately create one of two things, okay? You can create one of two things. You can create a product, or you could create a service. This could be employment. This could be servitude. This could be serving at your church. This could be creating products, creating an iPhone, creating pens. Like, at the end of the day, when I reverse engineer how things get done, we can either create a service or a product. And people are paying us or valuing our service or product. Not all services or products are created equal. For instance, I could work at the hospital. You could work at the hospital. You could be a heart surgeon. I could be a janitor. Doesn't mean that your life is more valuable to God than mine, but the hospitals get paying you a lot more because the time and skill set that you're putting in is creating a more valuable service than me sweeping the floor. Not all products are created equal. Why do some people overpay for the same product? It could be brand, it could be functionality. So you hear me out, that there's the supply and demand tells you if your service or product are there. So that's where it's like, I'm a big fan of not going to college. I'm a big fan of like learning skill sets that are what you should learn, skill sets that people value. Value is really, really important. So when it comes to you, this is step number one, is you audit your time. How do you spend your time? How do you spend your money? How do you have your relationships and your skill sets? And we figure out your input. What is it actually creating? Sounds like majority of your time and energy is going into businesses that create some type of service, and the service is creating, you know, a massive return for your time and money. But there's you're an entrepreneur that has lots of different businesses over here, and hopefully they're creating more than the input, making that, like, that's what profit is, when you create more than what you input, money or time. Make sense?
Yep.
Okay. Question. So then this is where a lot of people stop. Is they figure out, okay, like, I'm going to then start another one of these things, and I'm going to take some of my time over here, and I can spend less time over here. So it's like, it's all like, okay, how do I make this happen? I can only do so many things. I can only be in one room. Well, there's another thing called leverage. Leverage can be a dirty word sometimes. Leverage is an amplifier. An amplifier, you're a musician. An amplifier can be a horrible if you don't know how to play your instruments. You're like, turn up the amplifier. It's like, oh, please don't. Like, this is horrible because you're a horrible musician and you're just, it's exposing you to how bad you are. But at the same time, you could be the world's best musician and nobody could hear you, and amplifiers allowing them to hear your quote-unquote service, which is your form of playing music. The only way that I'm able to experience your music is because you're amplifying it, otherwise I couldn't hear it. When we think of leverage, there's a couple forms of leverage. There's other people's money, which is funny because you set me up because you're talking about, you're literally, a lever could be getting a fund of $5 million and putting it into something that you're already like, boom, you would make more money, everyone makes more money. Leverage is a net positive. If you're running a Ponzi scheme, if this is a joke of a business, leverage, getting other people's money could be the worst thing, because just exactly what we said, you're getting debt and now you're in debt, and that's a horrible thing. So leverage is an only as good as the value of what you're creating, product or service. But other people's money is a form of leverage. People are a form of leverage. When 1 + 1 = more than 2, well, some people have taken this the wrong way in the past. I'm not telling you to leverage humans. I'm saying when 1 + 1 = more than 2, that's great. If I'm going to bring on a team member and I'm paying them X, I need to make sure that they're creating way more than what I'm paying them. When I get into a partnership, I need to make sure that the input of time and money and relationships that I'm putting in is far greater than together than separate. So when you bring in, I always think about when a person can create more than one, there's leverage there, because that means you're co-creating something greater, and hopefully both parties win because of that. Yeah. There's technology. Technology is one of these amazing things. We're having a conversation we've never met, and we're having a conversation. It's going to impact more than one person, and we're doing it via technology. It's amazing with AI, with the internet. I mean, we have, this last month, we had 10,000 watch hours. 10,000 watch hours. Let me just do the math. 10,000 people watching our YouTube channel. Divide by 8 hours, that's 1,250 8-hour days of people watching our content on YouTube. That's just a form of leverage. I'm able to say what I'm able to do this 2-hour conversation with you, and it could be consumed over 1,000+ hours of people watching it. It's amazing to me. Influence, obviously, you know, credibility is a form of this. So we could go on, but it's anything an amplifier. Yep. So the way that I think about this is, number one, audit your input. It sounds like you're at where you're at from a skill set standpoint, your time, your money, relationships, like you're in a really good place. It sounds like whatever you touch seems to be doing super well. And so I would audit that. There might be some time and energy that you're spending in businesses that ultimately are not as profitable as you think they are. But maybe it's important to you because at the end of the day, you have one life. Intentional living is the thing that really matters. Your intentional life looks different than my intentional life. So you got to be honest with that. But the thing that I see majority of people missing the boat on, or not being ultra intentional on, is taking what you have and then figuring out, how do I amplify it? And what are the most efficient, creative ways to amplify what I'm currently doing? And that is where I would pray over and think about. And that is the thing, like a lot of young people, I'm telling them, don't worry about going viral quite yet. Worry about making your input more valuable and figure out how problems that you can solve people. And like, are you actually solving people's problems? And are you actually proud of the service and product that you're creating? But then a lot of people get stuck into not exponential growth because they have a lack of leverage, not because they have a lack of value. Thoughts, questions. I wasn't expecting to go here, but I just really feel like this is a message, that this is a framework that you know already because you already get it, but it's something that you can like think through, like what are the categories of amplifiers that I could lean into that could really take what we're needing to do the next level. And one last one of these is a platform. So when I joked about a book, a platform, YouTube's a platform, social media is a platform. I've sold 15,000 copies of the book. People are probably reading the And Asset book right now while we're talking. That's a form of leverage. The fact that people are listening to podcasts and watching YouTube, reading our content while I'm talking to you, I'm able to clone myself and that's able to create more influence and that. And so what are different platforms that you can do, i.e. writing a book that you don't have time to write? Maybe you don't have time not to write a book, if you think about it. Or what are other things that you can do to create a platform to go one to many? So those are just creative ways to think about your input, maximizing your input, because you're at a season of life where leverage could take what you're doing to a level, and you won't see another massively successful person that has not made their money on creating value and amplifying that value. Value alone is, without leverage, is something that is not scalable.
Well, it's interesting you should mention the writing the book thing, because that is something that's been on my mind for a very, very long time. In fact, I have a short list of several books that I need to write. Some of them are like the autobiography, and then there is at least one or two what we might call theology.
Well, and just think about this. You write a book, and let's say you have a following, and that could take time, and that could take money, and I'll tell you, first 5 years, you're not going to make a dime. You probably will, but like knowing you, you will, but I try to like lower expectations. But like, say you have a following, and then you're like, hey, we need to raise $10 million. You have people that trust you, are ready to go, and it's hard to raise $10 million. Period. It's hard to raise $10 million, but there's people I know that can do it with a tweet. And it's because they've built up other leverage, but they've used platforms to create more influence. And it's not like they're more trustworthy than you. It's just more people know who they are. Yep. And so I think there's, not only can you help a lot of people, that's the other thing. And my hope is that the purpose of what we're doing on YouTube is not just making me money. I'm hoping that there's thousands of people that I hope have an impact that have never even talked to us. So we're doing a net positive, but you better believe, like, I'm ultra focused on how to leverage my time. I'm a lot younger than you, but I want to use my time as well as possible, because we only get one life. And I hate wasted time, because I know how valuable life is and time is. Thank you so much for listening to the Better Wealth Podcast. It would mean the world to me if you could hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with the people that you know and love.